بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. This verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 29. هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم. He, it is who created for you all that is on earth. Then he stawa ila the heaven and made them seven heavens, and he is the all knower of everything. First, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous verses mentioned his perfect ability to bring life to the dead and to cause death, then he tells of his favors on the slaves that he had created for them all that's on earth created for them, and this is from his favors upon us. Created for you based on knowledge and preordainment, in accordance in what is necessitated by his wisdom. Most magnificent and most high is he. In his statement, it is he who created lakum. This means either for you, meaning made permissible, or the other meaning, created for you, meaning clearly for you, so that you utilize. Ma, he created for you. خلق لكم ما, all that is on earth. All that is on earth is created for us, from trees, vegetation, rivers, mountains, everything. Then after he created all of that on earth, استوى إلى. This had been interpreted to mean, first, that he rose above towards the heavens, This is the explanation by Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, rahimahullah. And the other interpretation is that he directed himself to the heavens, and this is what is chosen by Ibn Kathir rahimahullah. So this term istawa ila, the scholars had two meanings. The first meaning is directing towards the heaven, and his direction towards the heaven was perfect. The other interpretation is istawa, anyone who examines the meaning of istawa would conclude that it cannot be except in the direction of upward and highness. And this therefore would mean, according to this interpretation, would mean that he rose over towards. But this meaning is weak, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not never rose over the heaven. Rather, he rose over the arsh, the throne. So the correct opinion is that of Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, that the istiwa here, when it is followed by the term ila, by the proposition ila, It means القصد التام, the perfect directing. It is from the doubts of the deviants and the misconceptions of the deviants. They say that here, when it came to the istiwa, you resorted to figurative interpretation and you change the obvious meaning through figurative interpretation, and this is refuted. Because the term istiwa is followed by the proposition ila, which means to, and when it is linked and associated with the proposition ila, then it refers to a goal or to a direction or to an end. So the meaning would be here, and the obviously understood meaning, underline this please, the obviously understood meaning is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed himself to the creation of the heavens. And this is explained, this meaning is explained clearly also in Surah Fussilat. Let's take this Fussilat 41 verse 11. After creating the earth before the heavens, Allah says ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَهِيَ دُخَانٌ فَقَالَ لَهَا وَلِلْأَرْضِ تِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ. Then he stawa, and this again here, this استوى إلى, the correct meaning is directed himself towards the heaven when it was a smoke, meaning it resembled the smoke. Meaning like smoke. He said to it and to the earth, come both of you willingly or unwillingly. They both said, we come willingly. So this is the correct meaning, and it is explained therefore in Fussilat. So the correct meaning of istawa ila is that of Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, that he directed himself to create the heavens, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لم يستوي على السماء أبدا وإنما استوى على العرش. He never rose over, quote unquote, the heavens, rather he rose over the arsh, over the throne. So the correct opinion and the correct interpretation is that of Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, and it is the obviously understood meaning, since the verb istawa is followed by ila, the proposition, and this is a proposition of a goal or an end. The points of benefits. First, the favor of Allah upon his slaves, in the sense of creating everything for them, everything created for us, all praise is due to Allah. And it is really amazing and astonishing that there are people who subdue themselves to the things which Allah created for us, and thus they serve this life. Not the other way around, life serving him. And his utmost concern therefore became this life. collecting wealth and prestige and the like. The second point of benefit, that the origin regarding the rulings of what is on earth is permissibility. The ruling concerning, the original ruling concerning what's on earth from things is permissibility. Trees, water, fruits, animals, the like, and this is a very fundamental matter in Islam. Unless there is evidence to indicate otherwise. Unless there is evidence to indicate that it is unlawful. This is a very fundamental fiqh ruling and foundation. Yes. Accordingly, if someone eats something from the trees and someone comes and tell him this is unlawful, so the one who is saying this is unlawful, he is requested to give the proof and the evidence for it being unlawful, because originally it is permissible. Also, and as an example, if someone finds a bird flying and he shoots it, hits it, and it falls dead, and he eats it, and then comes another one and tells him this is haram, this is unlawful, the one who is declaring it's unlawful is requested to give the proof. And therefore, nothing on earth is unlawful except through evidence, legal evidence. So again, therefore, the fundamental ruling, nothing on earth is unlawful except as stated in legal evidence. From the points of benefits in this verse is that Allah is the creator, because he said هو الذي خلق لكم, he is the one who created for you, and that therefore there is no creator except him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged creation to bring into existence anything, no matter how minute it could be, as we read in Surah Al-Mu'minun 23:73, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Those whom you invoke besides Allah are unable, they will never be able to create fly, even if they would gather all the verses 23, Al-Mu'minun 73, or is it Al-Hajj? Could be Al-Hajj. Al-Hajj, I think Al-Hajj 73. No, yeah, Al-Hajj, inshallah this would be it. Al-Hajj 22 73. A similitude has been coined. Yes, this is it. Okay. Verily, those on whom you call besides Allah cannot create even a fly, even though they combine together for the purpose. Then also in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, verses 58 and 59, 56, yes. 56, 58, 59. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. Tell me about the human semen that you emit. أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Is it you who created it, make it the semen into a perfect human being, or are we the creator? We say in response, we the believers say when we hear this verse, بَلْ أَنْتَ يَا رَبَّنَا. Rather, you, Allah, is the one who created it. Also the same chapter 56, but verses 63 and 64, أفرأيتم ما تحرثون أأنتم تزرعونه أم نحن الزارعون. ويسيب بل أنت يا ربنا. Is it you that make it grow or are we the grower? Were it our will we could crumble it to dry pieces and you would be regretful. Also the same chapter 68-69 أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون. In response we say you Allah is the one. Tell me, the water that you drink, is it you who cause it from the rain clouds to come down, or are we the causer of it to come down? Our response is, you, Allah, is the one who caused it to come down. Then the same chapter, 56, 71, 72. أفرأيتم النار التي تورون أأنتم أنشأتم شجرتها أم نحن المنشئون. بل أنت يا ربنا. Tell me, the fire which you kindle, is it you who made the tree thereof to grow, or are we the grower? You are the grower. From the benefits of this verse is that the earth was created before the heavens. Why? Because Allah states in this verse, let's have the verse, خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء ثم استوى إلى السماء. Yeah, before this put something. Okay. He who created for you all that's on the earth, then he directed himself to the creation of the heavens. This is what is indicated in Surah Fussilat as well. Let us read them one by one, inshallah. One by one, let's have them, inshallah. 41, from verse 9 to 12. The proofs. قل أئنكم, let's take verse 9 please. قل أئنكم لتكفرون بالذي خلق الأرض في يومين وتجعلون له أندادا ذلك رب العالمين. Say, O Muhammad, do you verily disbelieve in him who created the earth in 2 days? In 2 days. And you set up rivals in worship with him. That is the Lord of the Alameen. Next verse please. وجعل فيها رواسي من فوقها وبارك فيها وقدر فيها أقواتها في أربعة أيام سواء للسائلين. He placed therein in the earth fair mountains from above it, and he blessed it and measured therein its sustenance for its dwellers in 4 days, in 4 days equal for all those who ask. So we have now 6 days so far. Then in the next verse, ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها. Then he استوى إلى السماء, then he directed himself towards the heaven, creating it when it was a smoke, meaning like smoke, and said to it and to the earth, come both of you willingly or unwillingly. They both said, we come willingly, submitting. So in verse 12 now, so this tells you that the heavens was created afterwards. فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَوَاتٍ. Then he completed and finished from their creation as 7 heavens in 2 days. فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَوَاتٍ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ وَأَوْحَى فِي كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ أَمْرَهَا. And he made in each heaven its affair. And then we adorn the nearest lowest heaven with lamps, stars, to be an adornment, as well as to guard from the devils by using them as missiles against the devils. Such is the decree of him, the mighty all-knower. Now, Are these verses clear? These verses in Fussilat prove that the earth was created before the heavens. Is that clear? Now, what about the other verses? Let us have them and see that there is no, that there should be no confusion regarding the verses that you're going to hear now when you compare them to those that you just heard. Let's have Surah An-Nazi'at, which is 79, and we start with verse 27. أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءِ بَنَاهَا. أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا. Are you more difficult to create, or is the heaven that he constructed? The next verse, please. رَفَعَ سَمْكَهَا فَسَوَّاهَا. It's talking about the heaven now. رَفَعَ سَمْكَهَا فَسَوَّاهَا. He raised it height, its height, and he has equally ordered it. More. The next verse, please. وَأَغْطَشَ لَيْلَهَا وَأَخْرَجَ ضُحَاهَا. It's night, he covers with darkness, and it's forenoon, he brings out with light. Then here is the verse which some people may misunderstand. Let's have the verse. وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا. And after that he دَحَى the earth, he spread the earth. Then comes the explanation of this spreading, دَحَاهَا. 31. أخرج منها ماءها ومرعاها. And brought forth therefrom its water and its pasture. And then in 32, والجبال أرساها. And the mountains he has fixed firmly. متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم. To be a provision and benefit for you and your cattle. So he's saying in the verse 29, this tells that the spreading of the earth occurred after the creation of the heavens. The spreading. And what is the spreading means? You know, the mountains, the water, the vegetation and all of that, and the provisions. So this is called Dahaha. Dahu, quote unquote, the spreading. This occurred after the creation of the heavens. However, the creation of the earth, not the spreading, remember, the creation of the earth preceded that of heaven. From the previous verses that we read in 41, right? From Fussilat 41, 9 to 12. Is this clear now? Is this clear, inshallah? So what he referred to here in these verses, in chapter 79, 27 to 33, is the spreading, not the creation. Not the creation, this is the spreading of the earth and the producing the water and the firming the mountains and all of that. Is this clear, inshallah? Is this clear? Right. From the points of benefit of this verse, affirming the transcendence of Allah. Affirming the transcendence, the ulu of Allah in Himself. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is above creation, qualified with the absolute transcendence of the self and of the qualities. And we explain those in other places. From the benefits of this verse, And let us have the verse, please. Verse 29. It is He who created for you all that's on the earth. Then He stawa ila, directed Himself forward toward the heavens and created them and made them seven heavens. And He is the all knower of everything. This tells that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His encompassing knowledge of everything. And this is so much abundant in the Quran. And this verse is one of the many verses affirming the general and comprehensive knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the point of benefits is affirming the actions to Allah. Affirming the actions to Allah. Meaning, He does what He wants, as He wishes. His actions are countless. Can't enumerate them. Similarly, His sayings, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the points of benefit is the heavens are seven. The heavens are seven, because He said seven heavens, made them seven heavens. And from the benefits is that we should give thanks to Allah, who created the earth to be subservient for us. Allah didn't make this clear here only just to inform them that to inform us that He created all these things, but rather so that we recognize His favor upon us and then give thanks to Him. And from the points of benefit, number 9 is that we should have awe and fear, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. And since He knows everything, even that which we hide in our chests, then this makes it obligatory on us that we should be mindful as to what may anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our actions or sayings or even in our conscience. And this brings the end to this verse and of the points of benefits related to it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.